Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Comments needed on Gila Trout Recovery Plan. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released a public draft of its revised recovery plan for the endangered Gila trout. The Gila trout is endemic to high-elevation mountain streams in the Gila, Apache Sitgraves, and Tonto National Forests of Arizona and New Mexico. It currently occurs in the Gila, San Francisco, and Verde River systems. It was listed as an endangered species in 1967 due to livestock grazing, road construction, water pollution, and hybridization with non-native trout. The current recovery plan includes criteria for downlisting the trout to a threatened species, but not for delisting. It also relies on an outdated, unecological strategy of creating and maintaining small trout populations in isolated headwater streams. Such small populations are prone to extinction and are incapable of supporting themselves, thus are forever dependent on human intervention. The Center for Biological Diversity sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 1998 to update the plan to include delisting criteria, including the restoration of entire subwatersheds with interconnected tributaries capable of sustaining large, self-sustaining trout populations. Please send comments to the Fish and Wildlife Service by June 10th, calling for cessation of the isolated headwater reintroduction strategy. Gila trout should be restored throughout entire subwatersheds protected from livestock grazing, exotic trout, and runoff from unnecessary roads. Write to Gila Trout Recovery Plan, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 2105 Osuna Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113. That address again, Gila Trout Recovery Plan, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 2105 Osuna Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113. And we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for this story. Visit their webpage at www.biologicaldiversity.org. Klamath proposal targets salmon threat. A federal plan to deliver water to Klamath Basin farmers during the next decade would jeopardize the survival of threatened coho salmon by leaving too little water in the Klamath River, federal biologists ruled recently, but the National Marine Fisheries Service opinion will not curtail water to Klamath farmers this year. Instead, it calls for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to set up a water bank to buy surplus water from willing sellers and gradually release it into the river for salmon in successive years. That will offset the risk to salmon and allow continued operation of the Klamath Basin's dams and canals, biologists said. The biological opinion also spreads the burden beyond the Klamath Project farmers who went without irrigation water last summer after federal agencies ruled that threatened salmon and endangered suckers needed it to weather a severe drought. Farmers outside the project did not have to comply with such strict endangered species mandates and continued irrigating. The opinion says the Bureau of Reclamation, which runs the project, is responsible for providing only 57% of the water the salmon need. That's the proportion of irrigated acres it covers in the Upper Klamath Basin. The Bureau would have to organize a task force of tribes, government agencies, and others to find the remaining 43% of the water from other sources. At least some of that probably would come from stepped-up enforcement of upstream water rights in Oregon, although it remains unclear who is entitled to what water even after 20 years of state proceedings. By 2005, it will be a challenge to find enough water for salmon that way, says James Leckie, Assistant Regional Administrator for the Fisheries Service. The opinion also requires more research on salmon to determine how much water they need and when. The Yurok tribe, which has long depended on salmon and other Klamath River fish, immediately questioned whether the Fisheries Service could shift the burden beyond the Bureau of Reclamation area and wait years to deliver more water to salmon. They're throwing out a proposal they haven't discussed with us and runs counter to all the legal mandates they have to protect these species, said Troy Fletcher, executive director of the tribe. Glenn Spain of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Association said there is a limited amount of water in the system and the problems we saw last summer have not been solved. They won't be solved until we recognize some serious steps are needed. And we thank Michael Milstein of the Oregonian for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come.